Hello and welcome to This Old Valley, the show where we tell you about all the cool and unique places in the San Fernando Valley. And as we like to say here, there's more to the valley than just traffic. I am your host, Jonathan Lancilota. Everybody wants to travel the world, but it's expensive, and you can't just drop everything in life to go travel abroad, even though we want to. But a lot of people forget that you don't need to travel the world to find some cool and unique places. On today's episode, we have Oscar from My Valley Pass, a local visitor guide about the San Fernando Valley. Oscar, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
You're welcome. Good. Good morning.
Good morning. So, let's start off a little bit. So what's your position and what do you do at the My Valley Pass?
So I am the founder of My Valley Pass, and we are, I'm also the vice president of the Valley Relics Museum. And we've started to, we wanted to create something very unique for the San Fernando Valley, so we've come up with My Valley Pass.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little history about the Valley Pass, like how long you guys been around?
Sure. We've been around for 2 years now. The last 2 years, we've been developing the new visitor's guide that will be launching very soon. In that time period, what we've done is we've created some cool events for the Valley that we'll talk about a little bit later today. But like I said, we've been around for about 2 years now.
2 years. Mm-hmm. And what was the real reasoning behind creating, a travel guide about the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah. So as part of the museum, or I've also organized other events in the Valley. And when we wanted to promote the event, there wasn't a central website that we could list our event. Everything was always included into everything else that's happening all throughout Southern California and Los Angeles. There wasn't anything really dedicated to just the Valley. And so we took it upon ourselves to create an official visitor's guide, because there's no visitors bureau either for the Valley. And we are actually one of the largest populated areas in the entire country, but yet we've kind of been forgotten by other jurisdictions and other areas as well.
I have found issues with that too. Mm-hmm. When I would be looking for an event, mm-hmm. It's not specifically local to the Valley. Los Angeles and other parts of LA County pop up a lot.
Exactly.
What are your guys' roots to the Valley? I know you mentioned, mm-hmm. Working in the museum and mm-hmm. stuff.
I've been pretty much born and raised in the Valley. Lived a lot of the time in North Hollywood, Lakeview Terrace. Attended most of all my schooling here in the San Fernando Valley, so I have a very deep roots here. There's a lot of things in the Valley that are part of my childhood, and so there's a strong connection for me, which is one of the main reasons why I'm doing this website as well.
And what are you guys' real day-to-day operation when it comes to operating, a travel guide, mm-hmm. Putting out information and stuff?
The biggest thing is research. We have a pretty good team that all their job is to go out and find, and from all the information that's scattered all over the place for the Valley, our team is trying to get that information and organize it. And so that way, when we start posting information, we have something to post because we've done the research on finding what's there to do out here.
How big is you guys' research team, if you don't mind asking?
There's probably five of us that are the key people in the team. And then when we do need help, we actually do ask our followers for assistance on certain projects that we need. So that way they feel like they're a part of the entire structure of building this as well.
Mm-hmm. This going into the research and stuff. Do you guys repost information about events happening, or do you guys really host events?
We do both. We've gotten to the point now for the last 2 years that people can see what we're doing. And so what they do is they actually send us messages asking us to post certain events for them, or they'll tag us on their event, which indicates to us that gives us the understanding that there's something happening. So either we will repost their posting, or we'll create a slide that goes more with our style to help them promote their event or their location as well.
And can you tell me what type of events you guys host?
Sure. My Valley Pass itself does signature events. We actually, this will be our third summer, but we actually brought back the drive-in experience to the San Fernando Valley. There hasn't been a drive-in in the Valley for over 20 years, and so we thought it would be great to bring that nostalgia back to the area. So the last 2 years, during August, we actually do a pop-up drive-in experience at Lake Balboa, which has been great for us. It's been sold out for every show. And the first year we did it, we actually tried to do movies that were all filmed in the Valley. And that went great. The second year, we did a couple of films in the Valley, but then we started expanding our horizons. And we also, for the first time last year, we actually did a Halloween drive-in that sold out as well. And so we do the drive-in series, and we also do some really cool tours of the Valley now. We actually have four tours. We have a San Fernando Valley Brewery tour, a San Fernando Valley restaurant tour, a San Fernando Valley film tour, and the newest one coming out is the San Fernando Valley Bazaar tour, which will be coming out as well.
Awesome. And, you know, going back into the drive-in and stuff, mm-hmm. You mentioned at first you wanted to do a lot of movies that were, you know, filmed in the Valley, mm-hmm. but you guys are starting to change that.
Correct.
What's sort of the process when it comes to, like, picking movies to host for a drive-in?
Well, we try to find movies that the general public in whole would love to come see. You know, there's certain movies that are, we've tried a couple of things. Like last year we tried Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which is more of an adult theme movie. We wanted to try that out, but we didn't really get a lot of people really coming out for that movie. So what we learned from that is that people want more family type of entertainment where they can bring a group of people, including kids. And so we pick out movies that we've seen have a great following for family type of entertainment. And so those are mostly the movies that we've picked out for the season that we think that are going to bring in a larger audience that is going to enjoy this with a group of people as opposed to just individually.
And, you know, this is going to all the different events and tours you guys do. How often do you host events like this?
Well, the drive-ins are only in August and October. The tours, we actually try to do one tour a month right now. And we're going to be expanding that to either two tours a month. And then as we get more popular with them, we'll keep on expanding them as well.
And so this is a question when it comes to the events and stuff. How mm-hmm. do you guys, like, decide what or who to feature in these, you know, events that you guys post about?
We've had a lot of trial and error. I've been producing events for the Valley for the last 20 years. I've been more of the behind the scenes person. And, you know, when I first started doing this, I always wanted to take an event that already existed and just make a better version of it. But doing that, I wasn't able really to do something more unique. So I thought, let me take a step back. Let me see what events we could do that are unique into ourselves. And that's why the drive-in came up. The drive-in was something no one was doing. It was something that people wanted because the new generation never had a chance to experience it, and the older generation wanted to relive it. And so now we pick events and tours and stuff that no one else is doing that are unique to us, so that way we can just create our own identity for them.
Alrighty. And so, you know, doing stuff, as you mentioned, doing stuff behind the scenes, mm-hmm. what platform is it better when it comes to promoting events, like websites or social media or just, you know, giving out flyers?
Yeah, it's been a combination of both. Social media has been a huge blessing for us, but we also do... you know, we had some newspaper editorials have come out from us. We know we set up at festivals to pass out flyers. And we try to also piggyback off other events that are similar in nature to us, where we get a chance to promote ourselves with their audience as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is going back into like social media and stuff. How important is social media when it comes to, you know, putting out info for these events and stuff like that?
I think social media is important because it makes us accessible. You know, when we promote something on, if you promote something on a newspaper, no one can really react to it. They can't write back something or ask a question unless they go back and try to find us where we are, send us an email, call us. In social media, though, if someone has a question about something, they'll post it and we can right away respond to them. So there's a dialogue with them. And we are very good about responding and to our audience members, to our followers. If they send us a message, we'll get right back to them. And we're even known to take the extra step where we go back and ask our audience for help on something because we want their input so they feel like they're a part of this process as well.
So the social media is very important.
When very important.
To, you know, mm-hmm. talking with the community and stuff.
Right. It's, you know, it kind of is like it's a chance for us to kind of talk to people one-on-one.
And this is going back to, you mentioned you guys do a film tour.
Mm-hmm.
So what's kind of like the reasoning for putting a film tour about specifically the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah. The San Fernando Valley has a huge history of movies that are filmed here. What we found very interesting is that when we would ask people before we started this tour, you know, we're thinking about doing this film tour. You know, what places would you like to see? We always kept getting back the same answer, which, oh, I want to go see the Brady Bunch house, the Brady Bunch house. It's like, well, do you know that there's more than just the Brady Bunch house that was filmed here? Which just went to show that people had no clue that they drive by these locations on a constant basis and having no idea that it was part of their famous film that was filmed right across the street from their house. Or, you know, there's maybe a scene that is like their favorite scene and it was really across the street, or they thought it was filmed in another state, but it was actually filmed down the street on Van Nuys. So we knew that we needed to, enlighten people and also teach them that, you know, the Valley was pretty much part of movie history and as you drive by certain locations now, you'll know what was filmed there, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I can tell my friends that, you know, I live down the street from Wayne's house, from Wayne's World, or, you know, Boogie Nights was filmed down Reseda Boulevard. On Sherman Way on Reseda. So there's all these great tidbits that the public never had a chance to really know because no one ever really took the time to explain it to them. So that's the purpose of these tours.
I guess that's true. A lot of people kind of forget the Valley has such a rich history mm-hmm. when it comes to movies and stuff.
Not just TV. That. You got all the major studios are here. They're, you know, Burbank is part of the Valley. You know, you still have Warner Brothers. You have Disney Studios. They're right down the street. And when they needed a backyard to film something, what better place to go than your own city mm-hmm. of the Valley?
And it's going still about the film tour. Was sure. your favorite spot of the film tour going to go see?
My favorite spot. I think when we do the tour, some of the area that really hits home to me is the entire Ritchie Valley in La Bamba. Because when you go to, you know, when we pass other locations, it's great because they were filmed here. That's great. But when we do the La Bamba scenes, it's great because this is actually where Ritchie was. You know, this is not a scene of the movie that was created. This is actually the high school he went to, or this is actually the home that he lived in. This is actually the club that he first performed in Pacoima. This is the actual club that he first set his foot in there with the guitar. So to me, that one means the most to us because it actually is real as opposed to being created for the film.
Mm-hmm. You talked about you have four tours right mm-hmm. now coming out with a newer one. What's kind of the process when it comes to creating ideas for, you know, a new event or a new tour?
It's mostly we listen to, you know, when we started doing our first two tours was the film tour and the brewery tour. We've done those for about a year now. And when we were doing them, we would pay attention to people's reactions to certain things. And so when we were driving by certain areas, people would point out, you know, a restaurant that was cool in that route. Or they would point out saying, oh, my gosh, do you remember that this was the scene of that famous bank shooting back in the day? And they were fascinated by that. So we paid attention and said, well, wait a minute, why don't we create, you know, a restaurateur that will take people to the most historic restaurants because they seem to know where they are. Because the Valley has over 40 restaurants that are over 50 years old, and they're kind of hidden gems. And the new generation has no idea because they've never had a chance to even know where these places were, and the older generation knows they're there, but they haven't gone back to visit them lately. So like I said, we just pay very close attention to what people are saying and what they want, and so we design events around their needs.
You guys cater very much to like what the community is asking for that mm-hmm. they may not have access to.
Exactly.
And going back, you know, you did mention about, you know, something that kind of stuck out about the tours was the Bizarre Valley Tour. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So the Bizarre Tour is going to be very unique. What it's going to do is going to take people to crime scenes, hauntings, and oddities in the Valley. People have no idea that the Valley has a huge, huge history of crazy things that have happened here and that are still here. And what's really cool is that each tour has a tour guide that's kind of specified or specializes in something. But for the Bizarre Tour, we actually have an actual psychic medium who is the tour guide. And so which I think adds another level to the experience itself. But that one's going to be very cool because, I mean, there's plenty of crime scenes that are happening out here. And I won't give out too much. And there's plenty of actual hauntings that have been on major TV shows that are actually based here in the San Fernando Valley.
Can you give us at least like a tease of maybe one of the spots that you guys might see?
Sure. I mean, like I said, I mentioned it earlier today, you know, the famous Bank of America building in North Hollywood with that shootout that happened. That is one of the, you know, that place was featured on the news around the world back in that time. There's even a LAPD museum that has some of the actual suits and stuff that those people wore. And that actually happened in North Hollywood. And then there's also a show, some haunting shows that have done a report of about a house in Reseda that is one of the most haunted places in the country. And like I said, that's just one of the locations, but we actually were able to find several haunting locations in the Valley that have been featured on those shows.
It's going to be a very interesting
tour. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
So going back to, you know, all the different events and stuff, mm-hmm. What's the hardest part when it comes to putting on an event?
I think the hardest part is, one, you know, getting the word out, you know, has been a little bit difficult for us because, like I said, the Valley is not used to tours. They're not used to having that type of experience here. That's been one of the things. And the other thing is that, you know, we take a lot of time to make sure that we go over the route, that we go over the personalities going to host the tour, that we make sure that we take people to enough locations that they feel like this was worth it for them. And so we spend months going back and forth saying, okay, and then we actually do test runs to make sure that we're falling in the time slot that we need to fall into. And then we've done our research. You know, this is not, the tours that we do are not like Hollywood tours where they just drive around and pointing at things. You know, we actually take the time to give you a little bit of history on that location of why it's haunted or why this is the coolest restaurant or why this brewery is here. But like I said, it's just really, we dedicate ourselves to making sure that the public has a great experience.
There's a lot of thought and planning put into it compared to, like, you know, the Hollywood Boulevard Stars tours where they point a house that's not even a celebrity's.
Exactly. You know, they point it or they just follow the other bus in front of them and they just stop at the same locations. You know, we don't do that. We, like I said, we value and we want the public to say that, you know what, these guys took the time to really make me feel like special and make me feel like they took my consideration into their planning.
And so how often do you guys, you know, work with other companies or other events in the Valley to put stuff together?
Yeah, I'm very big on the entire collaboration. You can't succeed in this business just on your own. You've got to collaborate with others. And the thing is that I don't have a huge ego. I don't care if it's us that gets the credit for it or they get the credit. That's not what matters to me. My thing is that, you know what, if we created a great experience and it helps both organizations out, you know, let's go ahead and do it. You know, that's why, you know, working with the Valley Relics Museum is a great thing for us because we help each other out. You know, the Valley Relics Museum handles all of our past and we handle all of the stuff that's happening now. And we even look for other social media people who are doing something similar to us, and we have no problem reaching out to them and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this. Maybe we can have your input or maybe you can help us out with this. Like I said, it's we're all after the same thing of doing something special for the area we live in.
Going back to, you know, our episode last week, we had Mike in from the San Fernando Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier you guys do a brewery tour, mm-hmm. and they're part of that brewery tour?
Yes. They're actually, for the last two tours, they've been our first stop. And actually, we just did our past tour this Saturday, and the Daily News joined us on the tour. They actually did a nice write-up for us in the paper. But they also interviewed the folks over at San Fernando Brewing, and they've been very good to us because they have helped us kind of develop this tour and kind of create structure and also introduce us to other breweries in the area. But they've been a great start to us. Also, 818 Brewing has been great. McLeod has been great. And Celador and Hand-Brewed Beer. And there's 10 of them out in the Valley, so we're going to be now switching it around and adding the other one. So we really, truly take people around the entire Valley.
Great. And this is more like a personal question. So you've been at the page for a while. What's mm-hmm. been your favorite event so far to, like, host?
Our favorite event? Really, it's been the drive-in. The drive-in, it's funny because I, as a person, never had a chance to experience a drive-in movie theater. I grew up, never went to one. And I actually went to my first drive-in 3 years ago as research for our drive-in. I went to go see The Wedding Singer, which was my first experience. And that's was great. But then when I had a chance to actually build the event, and the biggest thing to me that stuck out was I was able to see people sitting in their cars with their families doing nothing but watching the movie. They weren't on their phones. They weren't distracted. They were actually just spending quality time with each other. And to me, that just, I knew I created something special when I saw that. So that event is really our pride and joy.
Putting on that drive-in, you guys really brought back a history part, you know, a piece of history from the Valley, from the past, mm-hmm. you know, to the present. Because, mm-hmm. I know middle school, Vista Middle School, used to be the Van Nuys drive-in mm-hmm. before it was turned down.
Correct. And what's really cool about Van Nuys is actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Van Nuys, that middle school, their mascot is the Vaqueros. Mm-hmm. And they actually got that name from the mural that used to be Van Nuys drive-in. It was a Vaquero. So that's they were named after that, the drive-in, after their mascot. And I think that was very unique. Then you had, of course, the Victory drive-in, the Winneka 6 drive-in. Like I said, the Valley had its rich history. They all went away, but people want that experience back, and that's what we've been able to bring back.
And so, you know, can you talk about some of the future events you guys are planning on hosting and, you know, any current events coming up?
Sure. You know, we got our drive-in again, of course, in August and in October. We have all our four tours coming up as well. But we're also going to be in May doing a cool BMX show back in the Valley again. That will be at the Van Nuys Courthouse coming up in May 18th, I believe. And we're also looking to do a Valley Music Festival that will be showing just Valley-based bands to perform on a main stage. So that will be coming up later on this year as well. And then one of the cool things that we're working on right now is we're going to do a special movie night at the Van Nuys Airport with our friends there. We're going to be showing Top Gun at the airport with also a couple of, hopefully a couple of fighter jets that will be parked next to the screen.
Awesome. And so what's the future look like for you guys for the My Valley Pass? I know you guys are planning on putting on, you know, new tours, new events, and very much growing.
Yeah, I mean, the goal right now is to, once we launch the site, hopefully this month, the official site, we've had a temporary site for the last 2 years as we were building the other one, but it's really to finally create something that not just the public in this area will use, but that people surrounding the valley will say, oh my gosh, I never knew that the valley had this stuff. Let's go over there and try this stuff out. And so it'll start bringing in some new businesses to the area. So they'll be eating at the local restaurants. They'll be going to some of these breweries. They'll be going to watch movies here. But the goal is to kind of bring and have some respect for the valley, saying, you know what, I never thought about going to the valley to do things with my family. But you know what, this stuff is just down the road. It's closer to going to downtown Los Angeles. Just step by and take a look, and just to get that reputation back that the valley is something very unique to us.
And this is a question I like to ask all my guests when they come on to the show. What's your favorite spot in the valley?
Well, there's a special place for me. I grew up in Lakeview Terrace. That was my home. My first job was at the Lakeview Terrace Rec Center. And there is a stretch of highway on Foothill Boulevard from the 210 going up to Tahunga. To me, every time I have a chance to drive anywhere, or if I'm in that area, I should say, I drive that stretch of highway because to me, that is kind of untouched land that's been the same since I was a kid. And it's just when I drive it, it just reminds me of why I love the valley so much, because this is my home and this is where I grew up. And like I said, it's just the most beautiful scenery in that area.
All right. And, closing up our interview and stuff. Where can, our listeners find you guys?
Yeah. So right now we are on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or actually at My Valley Pass. Also, you can find us on the web at myvalleypass.com. And you will be seeing us a lot around lately. We have some cool promotions coming out that will be going to certain other festivals that we're going to be joining with them. And we'll be setting up a booth there. And we actually even have a 1950s milk truck that we have restored that will be our official vehicle. So you'll be able to find out where our booth is right away.
All right, Oscar, thank you so much for joining me today. Sure. Best of luck to all the future events. Yeah. Again, it's called My Valley Pass. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on their website when it launches.
Yes.
For more information, go to kpcradio.com. Tune in next time where we talk about the Valley Relics Museum, a local museum about the Valley's history. I want to thank you all for listening. Hope you join me next time. Signing off.